Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
This Sunday, June 1st, the High Meadow School, located in Stone Ridge, New York, will hold its 8th annual Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge to raise funds to benefit the new High Meadow Performing Arts Center. Bicycling Magazine has identified Ride the Ridge to its nationwide readership as one of the best cycling events in the month of June. All bike routes go through Ulster County in the beautiful Hudson Valley, beginning and ending at the High Meadow Performing Arts Center, located on Route 209 in Stone Ridge, New York. Here to tell us more are Michelle Hughes, director of High Meadow School, and Paul Rakoff, chairman of the Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge. Thank you both for being here.
Well, thank you for having us, sir.
Thank you.
So give us some background on the High Meadow School before we talk about Ride the Ridge specifically.
High Meadow School started about 30 years ago in the High Meadows of New Paltz, right in the Shaungum Ridge at a small farmhouse with a few parents. And our traditions have remained the same even though we've moved and grown. We now are in Stone Ridge, and our philosophy is one of a progressive education philosophy, and that really means that we keep working on a curriculum to keep the learner at the center of the experience.
How long have you been with the school?
I've been with the school for 11 years. I was actually originally hired to start the middle school, which now is a growing population of close to 80 kids.
And how new is the Performing Arts Center?
Well, it's new for High Meadow.
Okay.
but we've had it now for 5.5 years.
That's still pretty new in the life of a performing arts center.
It is, and it's been become the sort of center of our community. But it's also used by many different groups and serves the community as a whole for very many different kinds of events, and it's a lovely place.
And what does it need?
It needs ongoing upgrading of a sound and light and chairs and stage and just the
kind of like the Linda.
Kind of like the
anything.
Linda. Yeah, so we're always looking to improve the seating and the surroundings of the Performing Arts Center so it's comfortable.
And that's where the Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge comes in the month of June. Tell us about the bike challenge.
Well, we're in our 8th year of the Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge, and we call it a bike challenge because it's not a race. We want people to know that this is not, you're not racing against anybody. You can challenge yourself, and many people do, to see, how well they can do. But it's really, we have 4 different rides. There's the 50-mile ride, which is the one that really rides up on the Shaungunk Ridge. That one's named after Bud Clark, who was one of the founders of the event and who had a daughter at the school. And then there's a 30-mile, an 11-mile, and a 5-mile. So really, whatever level you're at in terms of your bike experience, if you're just getting out on your bike for the first time this year, maybe the 5 mile is great for you. Bring your kid for that. But if you want to push yourself a little bit, the 11 or the 30. And then if you're a pretty avid cyclist and you want to, this could be a kind of a training run for you for to do the 50. This is the beginning of the cycling season. It seems late and cold, but it is the beginning of the cycling season. So this is a good kind of warm up for the rest of the season.
And what are the nuts and bolts of the fundraising with the bike riding? How does it work as a fundraiser?
As a fundraiser, well, we did get we do have a lot of sponsors, and they help kind of, and that money really helps to get us so we can do a little bit of marketing and stuff for the event itself, and then the registration fees, which are $35 per person for an adult. Go to, then that really becomes the funds that we raise for the event itself. And we raise a good amount of money, sometimes in the neighborhood of $15,000 to $20,000 per year, which is nice. And it's just a really good family-friendly event. It's not just about the ride. It's bringing the community together. It's getting everybody out. It's supposed to be wonderful weather on Sunday, so thank goodness for that. And, we have a nice party afterwards, which a lot of food gets donated by local restaurants and bakeries and coffee shops and things like that. So I've got local pizza and fun stuff like that. So it really does become, in fact, we joked last night at the last committee meeting that the last 2 years, right around 3 o'clock, 3:30, when the event is, kind of really winding down, it rained and it cleared everybody out. And we kind of were like, thank goodness, everybody goes home. We can get out of there because it seemed like people just wanted to hang out there forever, which is nice, which was a really nice feeling to have.
It is.
So it's the 8th annual Ride the Ridge. How has it grown and changed over the years?
Well, it's really, we've added two rides, and what was really originally an exploration of the Shawn Gum Ridge by bicycle has grown to be a family event because of the 5 mile ride. And but then we added in the 12 mile, right?
11.
Yeah. And that was a great mid-range ride that drew a lot of people who just want to go out for a nice ride but don't want to ride 25 miles or,
or
50 miles.
No, it's a very daunting number, so, I gotta tell you.
Exactly.
Sitting here in my desk job non-cycling mode.
Right. Well, you know, I've ridden the 11 miles so far myself, just on my own. All the rides will push you just a tiny bit. Last year I had a 7-year-old son who's going to ride again this year, and he pushed himself to ride for the first time. It was the longest he's ever ridden. 5 miles was the longest he ever ridden, and he did it, and it was great. And there's something about the group mentality. When you're with a group, you get that adrenaline, and everybody kind of pushes everybody along.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting.
So everybody kind of can do, if you don't think you can do 11, you really can when you're with a bunch of other people that are doing it too. If you can't do the 30, you probably can if you push yourself. So
well, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So how many of the parents and students from the school participate? Is it like all of them?
Well, you know, pretty much if you're not volunteering, most people are there on the day. The older kids are volunteers. The, parents are riding, kids are riding. It draws a lot of the community in one capacity or another. It's a really nice day, too.
I should say something about the volunteers. One of the things that people we get year after year is how well organized it is and how safe it is. And that's a big factor, especially if you're going to bring your child out. These are real streets and roads that we're riding on. We have over 80 volunteers that are out on the course. It's all well marked with printed signs that that we've made. So,
And food along the way.
Water and food stops along the way. There's a what we call a sag wagon that comes behind whoever the last rider is. To make sure that all the riders get back safely. If there's a blowout, you know, with a tire or whatever, the sag wagon comes along and can either help fix it or just, you know, take you back to High Meadow. So that's what we get year after year. People are really appreciative of the fact that it's a very safe, well-run, organized event so that they can feel good about it. They can just focus on having fun and not worry about anything.
Yeah.
And getting up those hills.
Well, you know, you get up them, you get to go down them too.
That's true. So it's on June 1st, this coming Sunday, and then you start planning next year's on June 2nd?
We take a little bit of a break.
Pretty much.
We do start planning it in the fall. But so the first ride is the 50 mile because that takes the longest. So that starts at 8:30. We ask people to get out a half an hour early. We do a staggered start, so the 50 mile goes off first, and then, you know, 30, the 11, and the 5.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to get back to High Meadow around the same time, around noon. And that's when the lunch party kicks off, and we have a good time with that. We've got a DJ out there who's spinning tunes all day and having a great time. We also collect a bunch of the kids together who stand at the start-finish line. So if when anybody comes back, there's a big round of applause, which, again, another thing that people really appreciate. You know, you've just pushed yourself for a couple of hours. So, you know, to have some encouragement when you get back is really nice. People can register at www.ridetheridge.org. Or they can register the day of.
I mentioned in the introduction that Bicycling Magazine identified it as a great event in June, one of the best nationwide. Does that bring people from far and wide to participate?
It does. We have quite a draw, and that actually also has changed over the years in that people are coming from greater distances to come and do the ride. And that's a lovely thing. So what's the farthest we've gotten?
Last year we had somebody from Baltimore come up, and we had somebody from Maine. So, that's a pretty big distance.
Yeah, definitely.
Now. And then, you know, obviously most of the people come from the Hudson Valley, from New York, I would say. A lot of people from New York City, the tri-state area and things like that. So it is getting more diverse. When we start seeing that, especially with the 50 milers, because they, you know, they look for these types of events. This is one of the first ones of the year, like I said. So when they come, they start showing up at, you know, 7:30 in the morning. we start seeing lots of cars from Vermont and Massachusetts and New Hampshire and stuff like that.
So we just have about a minute left here. Is there anything we haven't covered? Anything we need to get out there?
No, I mean, I think that it's what for us as a school, what's great about it is that it's another way for us to connect with our community and bring people in for a really fun day at High Meadow School. So that's a real boon for everyone.
And I would just say, if you're looking for something to do this Sunday, it's going to be beautiful weather. It's gorgeous landscapes, a safe event. I can't think of anything, you know, if you're athletically inclined, I can't think of anything more fun to do on a Sunday than come out and enjoy this wonderful ride.
And then local pizza and a DJ.
And local pizza and DJ. So check it out at ridetheridge.org.
High Meadow School's 8th annual Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge will take place this Sunday, June 1st. For more information, you can visit ridetheridge.org or WAMC.org/roundtable. Michelle Hughes and Paul Rakoff, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.